crack was nothing more than cocaine mixed with baking powder, then cooked down to a hard pellet, a rock, that could be sold for as little as $2.50. As a commodity, crack was the perfect drug for people who lived dollar to dollar, but were desperate to escape as often as possible from the drudgery, pain, boredom, or sadness of their lives. Lots of drug users smoked crack. A majority were white. But crack's core customers were disproportionately low-income African Americans who were already disconnected from the labor market. A potentially explosive demand existed, and servicing this need became a major market opportunity for young black men in inner-city neighborhoods. These were young men with initiative who had not found their main chance in Reagan's America. The official unemployment rate of black teenagers in 1984 hovered at around 40%. In the crack business, these young men saw unprecedented and easily accessible opportunity to gain economic security and even riches, the consequences for their communities and even for their own long-term futures be damned. We hope you've enjoyed this Cambridge University Press extract of Crack, Rock Cocaine, Street Capitalism, and the Decade of Greed by David Farber.